13% of holiday-related injuries are from gift wrapping or opening gifts. How is that even possible, right?
Seems ridiculous to me. I don't know what you're wrapping with, but if it's paper cuts, I don't even think that counts as a real injury.
They say that 30% of Americans have been injured during the holidays. And it's funny because I think back on it and I'm like, yeah, I've gotten hurt before, but my injuries were like always related to cooking. I burned my hand, like third degree burns on my hand one time because I was rushing. It was Christmas Day, so I had a glass of wine or two or three, and and I went to go take the pan out of the oven, right? Except I didn't put like an oven mitt on.
Yeah, you just figure you could grab it.
Like, right, just with my hands.
You're cool. You got it like that.
And then I refused to drop it because it was like our food, you know,
right.
We needed to eat. So I like both hands grabbed it and put it on the counter really quick and like tossed it down.
And everybody's then, like, yeah. What are you doing? And you're like, move,
right.
Like they're the jerks.
Oh, thank gosh I was fueled by a few glasses of wine because like the pain was so bad. Like, at least it was somewhat dull. And then as soon as they left, Paul's like, get in the car. We're going to the emergency room. I had to call my mom to come back and watch the kids. 10% says they've been hurt by cooking during the holidays. That's okay. Me. 11% have slipped or tripped outdoors. Oh, I know somebody that's done that.
I feel like the weather is terrible in a lot of places anyways. It's extremes that you're not necessarily used to. So I could see that happening.
And the number one way people injure themselves during the holidays, which again is shocking, is by hurting themselves or cutting themselves while wrapping or opening presents.
You know what? I think that you're in the attic, you're in the crawl space of your basement or whatever it may be more often than not. So you could bang your head on some stuff. You know, banged my head at least three times when I was in the attic the other day, pulling down decorations and stuff like that. But I fell off my ladder last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're putting up the Christmas lights, most people, when they get a little rickety up on top, up there in the air, they'll stop and say, well, I'm not going to do that anymore in the future. But my wife demands that I put the lights up and they have to go on the second floor of the house. So until I buy like a single story ranch, this is my life.
Mm-hmm.
And every year I take it in my hands. And last year I ended up in one of my bushes.
Yep. You're not alone. 4% of people have fallen from a ladder. And actually, my best friend's husband, Charlie, he also fell from a ladder putting up the Christmas lights. I think it was 2 years ago. Mm. It actually ruined our holiday because we were supposed to be traveling with them. He broke both his wrists, which was terrible. So none of us could go anywhere. We had to cancel the trip. It was awful.
So mad at him for ruining Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Terrible.
We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.